Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article about America's recent financial scare, a real nail-biter, folks. It seems just days ago, the system teetered on the brink of collapse.
Wow, brink of collapse? Paint a picture for our listeners. What was the trigger for this near disaster?
Well, share prices had been falling for weeks, but the real kicker was the treasury bond market going haywire. 10-year treasury yields shot up to 4.5%, sending bond prices plummeting. Safe assets and risky assets tanking simultaneously? That's a recipe for systemic disaster.
A perfect storm indeed. It sounds like a repeat of 2008, or even the COVID crash.
Exactly. The article compares it to both. Remember the COVID liquidity crisis? Treasury market froze. Fed had to step in. Scary stuff. This time, similar dynamics were at play. Swap spreads went bonkers, indicating a reluctance to buy treasuries due to extreme uncertainty.
Hold on. Swap spreads? Break that down for our listeners who aren't finance wizards.
Sure. It's the difference between treasury yields and interest rate swap rates. They usually move in tandem, but this time, the gap exploded. It was like a flashing red light, signaling serious trouble.
I see. Interesting. And what role did margin calls play in this near meltdown?
Huge. Banks hit hedge funds with massive margin calls, the steepest since 2020. To cover losses, funds had to sell assets, including, you guessed it, treasury bonds. This fueled a doom loop. Selling drives prices down, leading to more margin calls, more selling, and so on.
A vicious cycle. The article mentioned the basis trade. How did that contribute?
Ah, the basis trade. It's a complex strategy involving treasuries and futures contracts, usually quite profitable. But it's highly leveraged. When markets tank, these funds get squeezed, forced to sell treasuries rapidly, further exacerbating the liquidity crisis.
So, like adding fuel to the fire, it sounds like Trump's tariff announcement saved the day, though.
It certainly provided a temporary reprieve. Markets surged after his announcement. But the underlying problems remain. The article argues that some of the yield increases might be due to a loss of faith in American policymaking, not just market mechanics.
That's a sobering thought. If it's a confidence issue, the Fed's options are limited. They can't just print money to solve a trust deficit.
Precisely. And the looming threat of stagflation further complicates things. Rate cuts might be necessary to stabilize the financial system. But rising inflation could tie the Fed's hands.
So what's the biggest takeaway here? Are we just waiting for the other shoe to drop?
The biggest takeaway is that the system is fragile, and political uncertainty remains a major threat. Even with the tariff delay, tensions with China are escalating. The article ends with a chilling question. How much more can the system take? And frankly, I'm not sure I have the answer.
A thought-provoking question indeed. Thanks for breaking down this complex issue for us. Until next time, this is Person 2 signing off.
And this is Person 1 reminding everyone to keep a close eye on those markets. Stay informed, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.